Now we're going to tickle your whatever it is you want tickling this morning with some health news, and news in particular from Health Express. And here he is himself, Mr. Health Express. Elliot, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
Welcome.
Thank
Welcome
you.
Back. Welcome
yes,
back.
Thank you. Second time.
Yeah, indeed. So what news do you bring us from Health Express?
Right, so basically just want to go through a few things that we've got running, up and coming. That's all really. So if I just, shall I just fire them out?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we've got a new ladies group coming up. That's going to be running at Jubilee Fields, the community centre. That's on Thursdays. So that's starting on the 7th, and it's going to be 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock. So it's going to be things like bingo. We're going to get College in the Community out to do like therapies for the ladies, healthy cooking, craft activities. Transport will also be provided for that as well through the Health Express minibus. So, looking forward to that one starting. Just an update as well on the memory calf. That's obviously the first Tuesday of every month, 1 o'clock till 2:30. So, just to keep pushing that, obviously, people who are living with dementia or people who are supporting people living with dementia, it's a great, great thing to come out and get to talk to other people and learn a little bit more about symptoms or therapies and things. Again, the Health Express minibus is provided for that as well. So if there is any transport issues, then just get in touch with us. And obviously,
how's that going? Because that was something we talked about last time, wasn't it?
That
was a big issue for us.
Started in January was our main kickoff for that. It's just gone from strength to strength, really.
Good.
It's really there was definitely a need for it in the area. We're over the moon, to be fair. I mean, we've had different things going on each month, and everyone loves it. We've had nothing but great feedback from it. So
good stuff.
It's brilliant. Mm. So we've got health trainer drop-ins as well. So basically all that is just people can just drop in at any time, sort of come and ask us a little bit of advice. Obviously, if they wanted to sign up with us and work with us for 8 weeks. So they're things about like healthy eating, stopping smoking, physical activity, everything around your well-being. So we've got one at Hancock and Ainslie on a Monday morning at 9 till 10. And we try and aim that one around stopping smoking. We've got one going to be running in the library on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. So again, that's just a general drop-in, so drop in for anything on that one. And also Shielding the Live, we run one on a Friday at 10:30 till 11:30. Again, the same sort of scenario, just drop in for any advice. Even if it's just ask us a quick question if we can refer you to any other service, then we're more than happy to do that. So moving on now to the partnership working, which we love. So working with Shielding the Live, we've had a family gardening session running for the past 4 weeks. It'll be the fourth one tonight, so obviously that's coming to an end. But we've got one in the school holidays, so they're on a Thursday. So it's Thursday the 3rd, Thursday the 17th, and Thursday the 31st of August, and they're at 1 till 3. And they're at Furness Community Garden. So it's just a great thing to get all the parents down as well and the children. And obviously, whatever we sort of do down there, making things and growing things, it all gets entered into a local horticultural show. So the benefits to that are really good, and it gets the kids out and learning different things. Also, we've got a garden barbecue down at Furness Garden as well. So that's on Saturday the 19th of August at 1 till 3.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be good as well. So hopefully there's a good turnout for that. I'll also quickly mention on Thursday the 3rd at 1 till 3 p.m. Wednesday the 2nd, sorry. Shielding the Live are having a uniform swaps day. So basically what that is for people with school uniforms. If they've got something to swap, they can come down with their old uniform and swap it for a different uniform. If they haven't got anything to swap, then it's going to say 5p an item. So it's just a great chance, isn't it?
That is good.
To get the
new some uniforms can run rather expensive.
Oh,
can't
definitely,
they?
Yeah. So I mean, it's just a great thing to offer. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that's it from me. That's what we've got going on. If anyone needs to get in contact, I'll pass my number over. Yeah. So it's 077-362-95598, or we're on Facebook as Shielding PCP. And Health Express.
Shielding Health Express.
Shielding
yeah.
Health Express. So again, if you want to follow us on there for regular updates, we're more than happy for that.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Elliot. Thank you very much
indeed
for that. I'm going to play some music, and then I'm going to bring in Gemma, because Gemma has far more to talk about as well, don't you?
As always.
No. Welcome back, Gemma.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
It's great to have you along in the studio for what turns out to be the last time.
Yes, yes. Okay. I'm moving on to Pastures New in the next few weeks. Health Express will just be with Elliot and the team of health trainers for the moment, and I've had two amazing years on the programme. Absolutely loved every moment of it, and so I'm still within the council, so you never know, I might grace your presence again and pop
you
up
sometime.
You might
just come through that door wearing a different hat.
Come booling through the door wearing a different hat but the same smile.
Absolutely. Which you'll be able to see, listeners, when we post the photo. Okay, Gemma, so what news do you bring us from Health Express?
So I've got a little bit of news from Health Express, but first of all, we've got a great event which is taking place this Wednesday evening in Hackworth Park in Shildon. It's an AAP-funded event, Bishop Auckland and Shildon AAP-funded event. Our lovely councillors have clubbed together and they have paid for the brass in the park to actually come back to perform some amazing brass and music in the park. So it's starting from 6 o'clock and it's going on through 9 o'clock. We've got some bands and some music from people like Hope and Social, Mr. Wilson's Second Liners, the Backchat Brass. They'll be taking centre stage in the park. It's a real feel-good evening. We love it, don't we? We go along and we have a bit of a dance and people kind of bring the picnic blankets and, you know, just chill and have a bit of a good time.
Wednesday night.
In Hackworth Park in Shildon. Yeah. We've said before how much we love the park and there's just a great ambience and atmosphere about it. People sat in the deck chairs and you've got people from all generations kind of having a dance and a little drink and stuff like that. We ignore that on that night though. You're allowed to have a drink on that night, not normally with Health Express, but we'll allow it on Wednesday.
Alcohol and health do not necessarily go well together, you know.
But we'll allow it on Wednesday. Okay, we'll have a night off.
Thanks. There you are, you have permission.
We've also got another event which is taking place in the next couple of weeks, and it's working with our brilliant partners at Shildon Town Council. We're kind of going to be a part of that event, but they're kind of the forerunners for this. And it's a Fun for All event which is taking place on the 5th of August. And we've had them in the past, we've kind of been part of them in the past few years. And from 11 o'clock until 3 o'clock, we're inviting the whole population of Shildon down to get yourselves along to Timothy Hackworth Park and just enjoy some fun. We've got a climbing wall, circus events, falconry display, a boot camp. We're going to be in that, aren't we?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, going to do the boot camp. Fairground rides, Jack Drum Arts will be there doing a runaway samba. The brilliant Park Life team, we'll love the Park Life team. They're going to be there doing lots of activities for children. We'll have a stall, so if you want to come along and speak to the lovely Elliot, I'll get his autograph. You can have a chat with the health trainers from Health Express. And that's all taking place on Saturday the 5th of August from 11 o'clock until 3 o'clock in the park at Shildon.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Go along and meet the team.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Good. Yeah.
So that's our two main events that we kind of got going on in the next couple of weeks, as well as the fantastic health trainers programme. But we do have opportunities with Health Express. If you were wanting to come along and be part of the programme, we are always looking for volunteers, and it's a great way to come along and help support us, kind of get to know your local community. If you're new to Shildon, it's kind of a good way to kind of make links and kind of make friends. You get some great skills from it as well, and there's lots of free training, and it's good for your own personal development. I mean, if you're kind of just out of school and you've not sure what to do over the summer, then become a Health Express volunteer. Some of the training that we provide is lots of like focused around health and mental health and well-being. You get an introduction on motivational interviewing, understanding health improvement is one of the level two qualifications we do, leadership skills, dementia awareness, managing aggression. So there's loads of stuff there that we kind of can train you in. If you're looking at, I don't know, a career in health and social care in the next few years, it's really a good thing to become a part of. And it's a lovely team. We have a lovely, lovely team at Health Express. And we've got some really good volunteers who have gone on to do some good stuff. If it's not through Health Express, through the PCP, who we actually are kind of partnered up with. So if you want some information on that, you can get in touch with Elliot. He gave his number before. His number is 077-362-95598, and we'd love for you to become a part of our Health Express team.
And it sounds like a wonderful opportunity as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, have all that free training, which would go then alongside any particular college courses that.
Yeah. And I think it always looks good on your CV, doesn't it, to say that you've done bit of volunteering and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't want to work with our team? We're fab, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Opportunities are endless.
There you are. Socially as well.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun.
Yes, it is about getting out and about in a non-new local community, and that's what Health Express is definitely about.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very, very much indeed.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Very inspiring stuff.
Ah.
So give those numbers a ring.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, a pleasure. Well, from everyone at Bishop FM, Gemma, thank you very, very much for gracing us with your presence over the last year or so.
Oh, thank you.
And all the very best of luck for the future.
Thank you. I've loved being a part of Bishop FM. It's been fab.
Well, we're all going to cry now. I'm going to the box of tissues here. I'm not, just a minute, I'll pass them over. There you are, tissue for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, okay.
Elliot.
Bye, Gemma.
Bye.